Yes, hi.
Okay, hi. This is Marika again. That was not the company that needs me to sign the PCT form. That was somebody saying that they needed a picture of her insurance card.
It was actually, it's them, because the patient's Medicaid is inactive, so they're like a doctor and they want to sign the form, so they will need any kind of insurance to sign the form.
And I just specifically asked her, are you the one that's calling about the PCP form that needs to be signed? And she said no.
Is this from what number was it? Was it 718 number?
Let me see what it was.
That's them. That's probably someone who's just going to schedule the appointment with you when the clinician will call you up, so she doesn't know what's going to happen by the appointment. She's just trying to take the insurance of you and schedule the appointment that the clinician will call you.
Okay. So.
So do you want me to connect you again with them?
Yeah, they need the PCP form filled, but she's saying they still have to verify her medical insurance.
Yes, so because
now,
in order to...
with she said Medicaid was inactive. What is Medicaid?
So Medicaid is more for like a low income, that, you know, if someone is approved, they have Medicaid. Medicaid is more like if someone has to pay for their insurance. So usually high income people have more high incomes than have Medicare. So your Medicaid, I guess, is inactive. So while you apply for home care services, you also apply for Medicaid.
Okay, so who would apply for the Medicaid for
her? So you'll have the assessment with the broker. That's
okay.
One of the steps to apply for home care services. Together, you apply also for Medicaid. So you're applying for a few things. But in the meantime, since they want to sign the form, they need an insurance. They're just like covering like a regular doctor visit.
Okay. So maybe I don't even need to worry about the PCP form until I get her this copy of her medical insurance card.
Yes, correct. So once you have
the
insurance card, you can just call back the number. Do you want the number or you have it?
Yeah, I have the number.
And she's calling from extension 689.
Yes, correct. Okay, I will, like I told her, I couldn't get this until probably after 5 o'clock tonight sent to her, because that's why we're looking for some assistance, because I leave at 5 in the morning. And she's home alone. She's fallen several times. She's burnt herself. So... Okay.
So I'm sorry for the misconfusion, for the confusion, actually. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.